So far this month, we have been able to avoid the grimmer subjects that affect all our lives at the moment. One of these is, of course, rising energy prices. Suzanne Whitworth, energy champion at Norfolk Citizens Advice, provides some advice on this month, and Tony will read her suggestions.
You're not alone in struggling with rising energy costs. We've provided energy-saving tips and information on how to deal with your energy supplier this winter. You can also use this information to help people you know or in the community who might be struggling this winter. Let's take care of our neighbours. These energy-saving tips can help you reduce your bill. Consider reducing your thermostat temperature by 1 degree and only switching on your heating and hot water when you need it. You will save by keeping yourself warm with electric blankets, heated clothes, or hot water bottles rather than heating the whole house. Close curtains at dusk and block drafts with DIY materials. Think about how you cook your food. It's most expensive to cook in an electric oven. Cooking on the hob will save a little. The cheapest way to cook food is in the slow cooker, microwave, or air fryer. Remember to put a lid on your pan if you're cooking on the hob. Fill up your washing machine, wash clothes at 30 degrees where possible, and air dry rather than tumble dry. If you have an outside space, consider setting up a covered area for drying, washing when it inevitably rains. Vacuum clean the coils behind your fridge freezer if they are dusty. Turn off lights when you leave a room. Avoid leaving appliances on standby, and avoid leaving your phone or laptop charging once fully charged. If you have a smart meter or a prepayment meter, monitor your energy use either through your in-home display or the energy company's app or websites. Ensure your smart meter is set to give readings in 30-minute intervals. Communicate with your energy company. If you can't pay your bills, contact your energy supplier as they have a responsibility to help you come up with a solution. If necessary, pay a reduced amount rather than missing payments. Check that you are on the priority services register if you are vulnerable. Check your bills. If they're based on estimated readings, then submit meter readings regularly. Ask a neighbour or friend to help if needed. Check if you are on Economy 7 tariff. They are generally only cost-effective if you're using at least 60% of your energy at night, for example, with electric storage heaters. If you have energy debt, check if your energy company has a grant fund to help those. If they don't, then try the British Gas Energy Trust, which is open to clients from all suppliers. There may also be local charities which can help you with your energy costs. Get more help. Remember, if you need personalised support, contact your local Citizens Advice or call our advice line on 0800 144 8848. When we say we're for everyone, we mean it. People rely on us because we're independent and totally impartial.
Thank you, Tony.